Call from mom. Answer it. Call silenced.
Instacart knows nothing gets between you and the game. That's why they make ordering from your couch easy. Stock up today and get all your groceries for the week delivered in as fast as 30 minutes without missing a minute of the game.
You have 47 new voicemails.
Download the app to get free delivery on your first three orders while supplies last. Minimum $10 per order. Additional terms apply.
As loud, News Talk 930 presents to you now, Sandy Beach and Company.
Hello, hello, hello. It is Beach and Company. I'm Sandy Beach. Let's see. Beamer's with us today. He's the captain of the ship. Frank is the co-captain today. Tony is off. Have you noticed that anytime there's no school, Tony is off? Do you suspect, like I do, that Tony is actually going to school? Huh? Huh? What do you think? We'll be back. Hang on.
New Start 930 presents to you now, Sandy Beach and Company.
In a few minutes, I'm going to say how cheesy the Masters is. Buzzy, I heard you talking today. When you win the Masters, think of it, what's called the Masters. This is the tournament to win. They give you a green, cheesy-looking sport coat. First of all, who would wear it? Can you imagine walking into a restaurant with that coat on? No. Now, I thought you got to keep, because Tiger's won it five times. I thought there would be five identical jackets, maybe a little variance in size. I don't know. But no, you say no, that's not the case.
No, it's one jacket. So if you've won it numerous times, you get a trophy for every time. But you not, get the not, same jacket.
The same. They give you the same coat.
And you can.
My daughter used to do that. She used to give us gifts at Christmas that were already ours. She would walk around the house, and she was 23 at the time, which is, you know, okay.
And you get to take the coat from the Masters, or the jacket, I'm sorry, from the Masters for a year, and then when you return for next year's Masters, it has to stay there, and you can wear it on the grounds. That's why the Champions Dinner is such a big deal, because all the former champions get to reclaim their jacket and wear it for dinner.
You're the best golfer that probably ever lived. Some might say Jack Nicklaus, but, you know, it'd be pretty close. And that's all you get. The use of a coat for a year. I mean, come on.
You know, what about the shape Tiger Woods is in? The jacket that fit him at 21
fit him now.
Still fits great at 43.
He should check to see the pockets. He may have left something in there. You know what I'm going about. Anyway, it is 1 week from today, ladies and gentlemen. I hope your calendars are marked, because 1 week from today, remember last year, an event that, according to the Buffalo Police, drew 60,000 people, and it's called the Dingus Day Parade, and we have the director of the Dingus Day Parade, Bernadette Pollock. Hello, Bernadette.
Good morning, Sandy.
1 week from now, I know you're busy, 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 because a lot of people do things last minute, and you're really swamped with entries for this year's parade.
Yes, I'm still receiving them, and I'm still open to receiving them, keeping in the spirit of the event. If you still want to get an application into me, I will accept you and put you into the lineup.
And I noticed that watching you go through some of the entries, or people who have been in there before, or companies that have been in there before, they're coming back with even bigger floats, more people. It's going to be just a huge celebration.
Yes. A couple of our big entries are actually increasing in size and in scope. I'm not going to let the cat out of the bag.
No, don't say who it is, but there's some of them are bringing like a lot of people.
Yeah, so we have a new entry that's guaranteed to bring quite a few, if not a ton of people.
They have their own zip code.
Yes.
That'll give you an idea.
Yes.
Now, for those who are new in town, tell us what the Dingus Day Parade is about.
Dingus Day Parade is to celebrate the end of Lent and the spring season. It involves pussy willows and a very light squirting of water to celebrate. And the parade is actually the culmination of the day, where all entries are either Polish or want to be Polish or honor the Polish traditions. And it's at 5 o'clock in historic Polonia. And probably lasts an hour and a half. Very family friendly, lots of fun. And after that, either before or after that, there's a lot of other things you can do in the area.
Now, so that we get it straight, for those who are strictly Polish and looking at this as something that's all theirs, does the guy chase the woman with the pussy willows before she squirts them with the cheap perfume? What goes first?
It's like a chicken and the egg.
It
can be either way. This is
good, Buzzy. Yeah, get those pussy willows you were planning. Yeah, that's good.
This is the one time a year that the women can be a little aggressive.
Oh, that sounds like fun. When we come back, we'll have her describe the parade route has changed just a smidge, not a lot. But we'll talk about that and other things that are available at the Dingus Day Parade 1 week from today, back after this. Bernadette Pollack, the director of the Dingus Day Parade, which is 1 week from today. There's still time to get your entries in. And basically, the routes change just a smidge. Why don't you tell us about that?
Yes, it's a minor route change for the better. The parade will still start at the area of the Broadway Market, go down Broadway to Fillmore, Fillmore to Peckham, Peckham back to Memorial. However, at the infamous corner where there usually is a very large crowd of people, we are going to make a right this year instead of a left. So the parade will now end at Memorial and Fillmore, which will alleviate a lot of the congestion that we were having with parade participants and people trying to get to parties and buses that were picking people up. So it's going to make it a lot easier because at that corner of Fillmore and Memorial, there is a lot of additional parking.
Good, and I'm glad to hear that the parade is trending right rather than left. Right? Is that the right thing, Buzzy?
It's the best thing I've heard yet.
Best thing we've heard. Now, describe to people who have not been to the parade. First of all, it's a family deal, and yet you can party till your brains fall out, but it's still a family deal, so there's something for everybody. What kind of parade entries do you have? I assume some cars, some trucks, things like that.
Well, yeah, it depends on the weather. We'll probably get a lot of classic cars. We'll get some fire departments bring their fire trucks and, you know, put their horns on and play some Polish music.
So you're going to have horny firemen
there.
Oh, that's a good start of a good parade, I think.
Yes, we are. And a lot of families that just want to celebrate together, a lot of corporations that are going to hand out little trinkets and other things to the crowds. I don't want to give it away.
No.
But just bring your bags for your kids especially so they can collect their candy and goodies and things like that.
You know what I like about this parade? It really is a community parade. I mean, it has its roots in Polish tradition, but it's a community parade. It's everybody is welcome. Everybody is there. I can tell you that right now. And it's a lot of fun. You can have a really good time. In fact, a lot of people, you see their phones up in the air as they're taking video and still photos and stuff like that. And they're going off to eat somewhere. Tell us about, there's a bus pass too. You buy the one pass.
Yes, the Pussy Willow Pass is once you purchase the Pussy Willow Pass, it allows you entry into all of the participating venues for just $2. And it gives you free access to the buses. Stop laughing. He's having a really hard time controlling himself.
Yes.
But it allows you free access to the buses, which will take you to these venues because we do not want anyone to have a really good time and drive, if you know what
I
mean.
Yeah, absolutely. So there's all kinds of available transportation for you so that you don't have to drive.
Correct.
You shouldn't be
Correct.
Driving. And that's
exactly.
great.
Exactly.
And what time does this event start?
Well, the parade starts at 5. However, a lot of the activities start at noon. I will be there personally very early checking in parade entries because they start lining up and decorating their floats on the side streets.
So some bring them there and then they
yes,
decorate them.
Yes, yes. Okay. It's kind of like I liken it to a tailgate at a Bills party because some of them bring their own grills and they cook. And
oh,
they,
cool.
They, it's a lot of camaraderie. And at the same time, you've got Corpus Christi, you've got St. Stan's, you've got the Broadway Market, and you've got the Pussy Willow Park, which are all huge venues, and they're all in walking distance, so open.
Dave and Anne-Marie Fronczak be there?
Yes, they will.
They walk their dog.
They
there.
Do, both of their dogs, yes.
Yeah, so that'll be fun. So anybody that wants to go, and it's free, did we tell
Correct.
You? It is absolutely free. There's no charge.
So and that's, free to enter the parade also. So
yeah,
there's no excuse why you can't be in it.
It's a lot of fun. How many years is this for the parade?
This is 13 years for the parade, 9 years that I've been doing it.
And your late husband was involved heavily with the
Correct.
Parade.
Correct. He was involved in the inception of the parade.
Russell.
Yes, yeah. Yes. Russell and Marty and Eddie were the three who came up with the concept. And the first year, it was a very small, scraggly 20 entries and has since grown to be unbelievably huge.
You know, Marty and Eddie certainly had a big part in the parade. But you know why I like you being in charge of the parade itself? Because you have a particular set of skills. Will you publicly state that you do have what I say you have, and that is a particular set of skills ideal for parade launching?
Yes, that's one of my particular set of skills is putting together a parade.
I was telling you that I was going to, in a few minutes, promote the Mounted for Meals with Craig Matthews, Wayne Wolf, who's a deputy sheriff, and you say the sheriff's department leads the parade.
Yes, they do. Every year, the mounted unit starts the parade. Sometimes the sheriff even comes with them on his own horse, and it's really awesome because, again, the kids love to see the horses. The horses are very friendly, as you know. So it's a wonderful way to begin the parade.
It's a big, fun parade. And everybody has a great time. It's a community parade. Nobody is turned away. Everybody has a great time, and it's going to be 1 week from today. Keep your fingers crossed for the weather. Last time you checked, there was only, 10% chance of a shower?
Yeah, so that's 7 days out. So we're hoping. We the parade goes on no matter the weather.
Rain or
we
shine.
Have done it in all kinds of weather, and just because at the end of April does not guarantee great weather, but we're hoping.
Now, if somebody has sent in their entry, that's all they have to do. They don't have to call and check and make sure you got it.
Nope. Everyone who has sent in an entry has already received an email from me. If I get any new entries, I will send an email response to them. And all they do is they come to see me at check-in the day of the event. That's it.
You know what amazes me is I see you right there on the phone talking to different people. There's such a diverse group of people. I mean, law enforcement, the steel workers, firemen, everybody is there.
Everybody knows me on that day.
Exactly. I like, steel workers bring in a huge iron beam?
The iron workers, it's a huge iron beam that's painted red and white, and they have tons of pussy willows, and some of the guys sit way on top of this beam, and it's because of them we had to change our route the first time because they made a turn and ran over the stop sign, so we had to change the route.
You know the guy who sits at the top of the beam, you know what his name is?
No.
Scotty. Beam me up, Scotty. I'm sorry. Time to say goodbye. Well, good luck. Lots of luck. I hope you have a tremendous turnout. I hope the weather is fine. I hope everybody enjoys themselves and comes home and has great memories about the Dingus Day Parade. People have contacted you from all over the eastern part of the U.S. talking about doing here.
Yes, and then they usually come up to me like that morning when I'm checking parade participants in and saying, we're here now from Oklahoma, and where should we
Cleveland,
go?
Cleveland.
From all over the place. Yeah. And they heard about it through social media, and they felt they had to come to the birthplace of the Dingus.
It's like a flash parade. You know, you can have a flash mob. You go online and people, a parade, 60,000 people in Buffalo. I'm only 500 miles away. I think I'll drive there.
Sure, exactly. And why shouldn't you?
Parking.
Parking is fine, actually. Parking is great. The Broadway Market has a couple levels of parking. There's an old Kmart parking lot across the Broadway Market. A lot of those side streets on that day are wonderful. The police are everywhere. There's tons of parking. The police will not give you a hard time.
Sounds like you're all ready. All you need is Monday to begin, and you'll have a parade.
Yep, I can't wait.
Thank you, woman of a particular set of skills. That's her native name. Okay, thank you, Bernadette Pollock.
Thanks, Andy.
Thank you very much. Now, a dear friend of mine named Craig Matthews, also known as the mysterious Wayne Wolf, is with the Sheriff's Department. They have an event coming up on Wednesday. It's called, and I didn't name it, believe me, it's called the Mounted for Meals. And it's at the, 10 a.m. to 1 o'clock on Wednesday at the Broadway Market at the main entrance. Deputies and their horses will be there along with Sister Janice from the Response to Love Center collecting food of all kinds and monetary donations during the week of this organization. And what do they want? They want anything that would benefit their organization, such as donation of food or money. Deputies donate their time to the event. They forego signing a timesheet for this one. So they bring their horses with them. They groom their horses, they mount them up, and they collect money for a fine effort here. Tons of food and thousands of dollars have been raised over the years. Folks can contact Erie County Sheriff's Mounted Unit, Captain Wayne Wolf, for information. His number is 597-5131. Okay, that's 597-5131. Mounted for meals. All right, news is next, and then we'll start, and I'll tell you how cheesy I think the PGA is. One green jacket? He's won it 5 times. Do you think they could at least slip a crisp 5 in the pocket? You know, something, a little reward for the 5th time? We'll be back on News Radio. My grandmother used to do that at Easter on News Radio 930 WBEN. And we are back with Beach & Company. I'm Sandy Beach. The text, Mr. Beamer, the text here says, the Masters is not a PGA tournament. Did I say it was a PGA tournament?
No.
Why are they telling me this? That's more information than I would need. I don't care if it is or not.
I think they're just trying to show their knowledge.
Trying to embellish the basic story of how cheap they are. They don't let you keep the green coat. But I'm thinking about this, about the only time there is general interest in golf. Now, I mean, not specific for the golf fanatics, where there's just general, is when Tiger is involved with either, you know, a great round or he wins something. That's basically the only time we hear much about it. Would you agree?
Oh, yeah. I mean, I love to follow golf. I'm a huge Dustin Johnson, Ricky Fowler fan, but
I thought they were in NASCAR. But that's another story. Okay.
But, you know, you haven't seen this kind of reaction to a Masters champion.
A long time.
In 11 years.
Yeah.
I'm sorry.
10.
No, 11 years is when you won his last major in, oh, my gosh, 14 years since won his last Masters.
Oh, okay.
I was in high school.
And he's won 5. Now he's got 5.
He has 5, yeah.
He's got 5 of them.
Only one jacket, though.
Yeah, one jacket. Well, maybe he can split it with those golfers that are less fortunate. As I said, who would wear that thing? I mean, it's a green jacket. I know you wouldn't wear it to a restaurant. You know who should wear their championship belts, don't you? Wrestlers.
Oh, now, yeah.
Can you imagine them walking into a fine dining restaurant wearing that big wrestler's belt that's half the size of a small baby? You know, that would be so cool.
That would be awesome to see.
I would love to see that. And they're obnoxious, and boxing belts are the same thing. I don't know where they thought this is a good idea. This is a fine work of art. Plus, I don't think it looks like it would fit anybody. It looks like it would be too small. You ever see them hold it up?
Oh,
they
yeah,
hold
usually.
It up like this. I'm thinking that's not going to go around anybody's waist.
No, it's like they saw a trophy and said, that doesn't work. We need something that looks like a belt.
But I'll tell you, Tiger's very excited today because now that he's won his 5th, he can probably get girls. I think he's the chick magnet. What do you think?
I don't think it was an issue before, but yes,
girls,
think he's having a...
Girls love golfers.
Oh, yeah.
Because of the way they dress. I mean, who doesn't? Isn't a man more enhanced, more dressed properly when they got the plaid and the stripes and the knickers and the yellow socks and all those things going on at the same time? I'm thinking so.
Oh, yeah. By the way, it's not a PGA tournament put on by the PGA, but it does count towards the tour.
Just does.
Just to give the texter some clarification.
It's a big event.
Yes.
Even I know that.
It's the biggest of the year.
First of all, you know, we have a little fun teasing golfers. It's a very hard game to master. It is a very it's one of the hardest, if not the hardest, to be proficient at, I'm thinking.
Yeah, that's why only the Masters and Patrick Reed have gotten the green jacket.
Go to the Masters tournament.
Yes.
You're a master.
Yes.
Okay, that's very, very nice. Have you seen now what makes me laugh? They have championship fishing. And the guys in championship fishing wear the same kind of outfits with sponsor patches as you see in NASCAR and the Formula One and IndyCar. Whatever. They look goofy.
I have not seen this.
The fishermen, the ones that do it professionally... And I don't know how you qualify to be a pro fisherman, but you can. And there's money and all sorts of things involved. But they wear the same outfit as you would see on a NASCAR driver. Not the same sponsors, obviously, but the same look. And I guess they're trying to emulate them because auto racing has been very, very popular for a long time.
But, you know, the story yesterday was obviously Tiger Woods, but there were some other great golfing yesterday.
Some good rounds, yeah.
Dustin Johnson, who was way back of the lead, he shot 4-under yesterday. He only ended one back of Tiger. You had Ricky Fowler getting himself out of trouble. Jordan Spieth had a good round. But those names mean nothing when Tiger is involved.
Yeah, and you see how the people line up around the various holes, especially near the end. Looks like there was a huge crowd there. Now, they played early because it was supposed to rain, and so they were done by the time they usually start or something like that.
Final rounds for the people in contention usually tee off around 1:47, 2 o'clock. This was over before 2 o'clock.
You know where the best place to advertise would have been during that whole broadcast? On Tiger's teeth, because if you look at the front page of the paper, and if you look at the sports page, Tiger is jumping in the air with his arms straight out and a humongous grin, and that would have been a good place to put your advertising, right there on his teeth, don't you think?
I agree, like the first down marker.
Exactly. Yeah. That would be very good. But congratulations to him. I'm glad for golf because he is obviously the man. And when he's working, golf's working.
Oh, yeah. And, you know, talk about a comeback. Some people are on Twitter questioning. I mean, it's a huge comeback. Just 3 years ago, he missed the cut at the U.S. Open with an 11 over par.
Oh, it's a shame. I wonder if they went to his room and took the green jacket back.
Well, it wouldn't have been with him.
And one of the older ones.
Oh, yeah. But, you know, everyone now talking. Now, obviously, there's events between the Masters and the PGA Championship. But everyone talking about the PGA Championship, I wouldn't be surprised if they break some records in viewing this year.
Yeah. Jim Nance was doing the play-by-play. I was hoping Romo would be with him.
You know, he did a few golf tournaments last year. Nothing major, but he does some of the PGA sanction. He'll sit along Jim Nance. Them together on any sport, actually. Yeah. Tony Romo is so good.
He is so good. I can't believe how good he is. All right, we'll take a break, and when we return, we'll talk about something that you may not be too happy about. It's about something that's worth doing, but you want to make your own choice. You don't want to be, like, tricked into doing it. On News Radio 930 WBEN. I think the Bills are starting their conditioning. Now, I'd like to collect the Buffalo Bills paycheck. Let's put that straight out right in front. But how would you like to look at the calendar? It says April 15th, and you're getting ready for games that don't start until the end of July. I mean, that's got to be, you got to be really committed to it.
Yeah, it's not even your full team. You still have the draft to go, possible trades.
Yeah, a lot of stuff going on.
But it's good to see Josh Allen walking in with a big smile on his face. I'm expecting a nice year from Josh Allen.
He had just been to the bank, I think.
Oh.
So that's why he had the big smile.
A bank that kept up with him, though?
Yeah, when they could, because he's a millennial. Glad to see that today is finally the final day we have to think about taxes. Usually when I owe, I send them in like today, but this time I splurged and sent them in like 2 weeks ago, and they're gone. Is yours sent in, and are you getting any money back, or are you paying?
My federal was sent in, and then I got it back.
Oh, that's not
but
good.
Quick change already has been approved.
Okay.
So, and then I got a refund from the feds, but a huge tax charge from the state. So it turns out I have to pay. This year.
See, I have to pay every year anyway. And especially this year, a lot of people had to pay more because there was a cap on the what's allowed to deduct for taxes on your home. Okay? It's capped. And so because it's capped and things like that, you don't get as many deductions. And so I knew I'd have to pay, and I did. But it still hurts. But what I do is I put the money that I would have sent to Uncle Sam, and I put it in an account anyway, so I have it. I just would rather have me have it than them have it. You get me?
Especially this state.
This is a confiscatory state. Line 4 on the state form. Do you have any money? Send it to us. I mean, that's basically the way it works. This state's unbelievable. I know I'm going to have to pay, but I got the money set aside to do it, so I write the check. And it's the check I hate the most. Because with other checks, you get something. Oh, I got to write a check. Yeah, but you got a car. I got to write a check. Yeah, but they help take care of your cancer treatments. You know, this, huh? What are they doing? Well, how are they blowing my money this year?
You get to live in the Empire State.
Oh,
Sandy.
Yeah. That's such a joy. Yeah, I'm getting a kick out of, I don't know, I don't think he's done it yet, but the president's threatening to send, he's threatening to do certain cities a favor. You know, all these cities that said, we are a welcoming sanctuary city. We shows you how humane we are. If you're here illegally, come. We want to take care of you. We want to diaper you and burp you and feed you and give you free college and clothes and this and that and a rent-free place to live. Come to our city. So the president says, okay. They got to wait someplace while they're on their way to court to determine whether they're going to be able to stay or not. Let's send them to the cities that are asking for them. It couldn't be better. I think instead of bitching about it, those cities, San Francisco, New York, you know, the usual ones, the sanctuary cities, they should send him a thank you note. They asked for something, he heard you, and he's taking care of what you asked for. But that's how whacked out everything is in politics right now. When you do what they ask, then they're mad at you. And if you don't do what they ask, they're even more mad at you.
Right. They were upset when he was sending ICE in to have the ICE raids in their sanctuary city.
Yeah.
Now he's like, okay, no ICE raids.
Yeah.
They need to wait while their asylum case is taken. Here you go. You said you want them. My question is, he said sanctuary cities, but we live in a welcoming city. So do we get...
Oh, maybe we only get half of them. they cut them in half. I'll bet we get the half that eats. That would be... But I think this is a beautiful moment because you're seeing the same piece of people that were yapping before and saying we would take care of them. Well, okay, do it. Put it up or shut up.
You got the Hollywood liberals like Cher, who is huge against, you know, illegal immigration, against the president's stance on illegal immigration. Well, yesterday she tweeted, I understand helping struggling immigrants, but my city, Los Angeles, isn't taking care of its own. Well, wait a minute.
Yeah, you asked for him. You know where I'm going to be in less than 2 weeks? L.A. Let's see. I'm going to be in L.A. It's a sanctuary city. I'm going to be in San Francisco. That's a sanctuary city. I don't know if San Diego is a sanctuary city or not. I'm not sure. But that's right on the border. There'll be some action down there, too.
If you're going to San Francisco, Sandy, before you leave...
Put some flowers in my hair.
I'll give you also some of my dog's poop bags.
Oh, would you?
Because I think you're going to have to clean up while you're walking.
Because they probably don't allow plastic. They don't allow the dog to poop. It's a law.
Only the humans.
Yes, exactly. Well, don't count on it. Maybe humans will be in that law, too, knowing San Francisco. But it is so screwed up now. It's unbelievable. And you watch it and you go, wow, what's going on here? But that is not what we're talking about today. We're talking about this because this is in New York State. All right. Who follows Assemblyman Pat Burke? Raise your hand. Okay. Well, there's a new bill by Assemblyman Pat Burke that would automatically enroll New Yorkers 18 years of age or plus as organ donors unless they opt out. A space will be created on driver's license applications to opt out. But if you don't opt out, then you're in, okay? So it's not the kind of thing that you're automatically out unless you join it. It's the thing that you're automatically in unless you opt out of it. Now, first of all, let me say this. I think the organ donor program is wonderful. And I think it does a lot of good work, saved many lives. Many people are alive because of it. And I heartily endorse it. But what I don't endorse is this kind of an attitude toward, it's almost like tricking people. When you're involved with anything like that, where unless you remember to opt out, you're going to get, you're going to get that bill for a can of Flex Seal every month until you cancel it. I don't like that. I really don't. I want to know if you like it. Do you like the fact that you'd have to opt out of the organ donor program instead of being able to opt into it? 803-0930, 1-800-616-9236, star 930. It's almost like they're trying to trick you. We're back after this.
We really need new phones.
T-Mobile will cover the cost of four amazing new iPhone 15s, and each line is only $25 a month.
New iPhone 15s? It's better
over here. Only at T-Mobile, get four iPhone 15s on us and four lines for $25 per line per month with eligible trade-in when you switch.
Minimum of 4 lines for $25 per line per month with auto pay discount using debit or bank account. $5 more per line without auto pay, plus taxes and fees. Phone fee at 24 monthly bill credits for well qualified customers. Contact us before canceling account to continue bill credits or credit stop and balance on required finance agreement due. $35 per line connection charge applies. See T-Mobile.com.